farmers. A 5-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
We share with you excerpts from the Deputy Governor General and Tourism Minister's presentations on day 2 of the 64th staging of the Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show on today's edition of Calling Farmers. And later, our Jamaican saying of the day. I'm Anjui James Sawyers. Good morning and thanks for joining us.
Students 16 to 18 years old, listen up.
After fifth form, where next?
The Career Advancement Program, CAP.
The Ministry of Education, Youth and Information offers 2 additional years at high school to improve your qualification and skills for higher level training and the job market.
Free tuition available at more than 100 institutions island-wide, including high schools, community colleges, and tertiary institutions, in partnership with the HeartTrust NCA, National Youth Service, Registered Apprenticeship Program, and the Jamaica Foundation for Lifelong Learning.
For more information and to register, go to moey.gov.jm.
Call 967-9209 or 967-9802 or email cap@moey.gov.jm.
Deputy Governor General Stedman Fuller has lauded the efforts of farmers and other stakeholders across the island to build the economy through the agriculture and agro-processing sectors. Mr. Fuller says farmers and farming communities represent the backbone of Jamaica's economic development.
Despite the obstacles, our farming sector remains relatively stable. I congratulate the over 200,000 farmers across Jamaica who are expending their time, energy and effort to ensure that agriculture can still be counted as a major contribution to national development.
Mr. Fuller says one of the advantages of the sector in Jamaica is the ability of Jamaicans to feed themselves on a sustainable basis.
Through their efforts, agriculture is a major earner of foreign exchange for Jamaica. It absorbs approximately 20% of our labor force. And as new technology and modern farming methods are introduced, is gaining acceptance among young people as a viable career option.
The Deputy Governor General is encouraging Jamaicans to support the Grow What We Eat, Eat What We Grow campaign while being cognizant of the effects of climate change.
Eat what we grow what we eat, and keep Jamaican businesses afloat and Jamaican jobs secure.
Deputy Governor General Stedman Fuller. In the meantime, Tourism Minister Edmund Bartlett is encouraging all stakeholders in the productive sector to work towards meeting the demand generated from the tourism sector through the linkages network.
We believe that the production of farm supplies for the tourism industry in Jamaica is essential to making the economy of this country grow.
Minister Bartlett says provisions are being made for farmers to produce for the tourism industry.
We are going to be providing $500 million at the Exim Bank to provide $25 million as a maximum at 5% interest over 5 years to the small and medium farmer who is producing goods for the tourism industry.
Mr. Bartlett says through the Linkages Council, post-harvest capabilities will be facilitated for hotels to access crops in and out of season, and cold storage facilities will be developed. And now for our Jamaican saying of the day. Wagwan Badaman in Kiakom Guda Evelyn. Translation, what went wrong in the morning cannot be remedied in the evening, and this means it is unwise to spend valuable time worrying about those problems we cannot solve. Also, it makes no sense to take precautions after we carelessly allowed a situation to get out of hand.
If you are pregnant, protect yourself from mosquito bites as the Zika virus can affect a baby's normal brain development. A message from the National Family Planning Board Sexual Health Agency.
We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjui James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time for another edition of Calling Farmers.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.